Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Casey Wise. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank Torre. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Warren Sparn. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting eighth. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. And now, play ball. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise takes first base on ball four. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wise moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thompson. Aaron reaches second base with a double. Wise scores. Mathews moves to third. It's 1-0, Braves. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mathews scores. One out. It's 2-0, Braves. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aaron moves to third. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. Neiman moves to second. It's 2-1, Braves. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Wise hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Wise moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Aaron hits a fly ball towards left. Thompson catches it and throws to second to double up Wise. Two outs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Covington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matthews moves to second. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-1 in the game. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dark moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. Dark moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. Crandall bunts towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Bruton moves to second. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. Logan takes first base on ball 4. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparn strikes out. Two outs. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wise hits a line drive into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Neiman strikes out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Long strikes out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mathews hits a line drive into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Covington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aaron moves to second. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-2 in the game. Torre takes first base on ball 4. Aaron moves to third. Covington moves to second. Dave Hillman now pitching. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long throws to second for one, and Banks throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Aaron scores. Covington scores. Bruton moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-1, Braves. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. Crandall hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor bunts towards the mound. Sparn juggles the ball. That's an error on Sparn. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wise fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Dark moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Logan hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-2 in the game. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wise hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive towards short. Logan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Neiman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wise fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Covington hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman bunts towards the mound. Sparn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson pinch hits for Dave Hillman. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to second. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dark for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Elmer Singleton now pitching. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Torre hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Bruton bunts towards the mound. Singleton fields it and throws to first for the out. Torre moves to second. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 2 in the game. Crandall hits a fly ball towards right. Wall settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Walls. Torre moves to third. Crandall moves to second. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Logan is walked intentionally. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0 for 3 in the game. Sparn hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wise hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walls hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson bunts towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Banks moves to second. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Neiman hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Singleton covering, for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first, with Singleton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Long takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill pinch hits for George Altman. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Long moves to second. Walt Morin pinch hits for Elmer Singleton. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Long moves to third. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-4 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Aaron. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Long scores. Averill moves to third. It's 4-2, Braves. Don McMahon now pitching. Jim Marshall pinch hits for Al Dark. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.